don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It is true. We are finally able to go out, enjoy Madtown and surrounding areas. And when it comes to those kind of things, there are still things looming around. And that's called Breaking Bad News.
That's right. And it's never easy to do. That's why people call us. And we've got Phoebe calling. Hey, Phoebe.
Hi, I'm great, guys. I just have some bad news to break to my colleague, so colleague Jody.
Okay.
All right, well, tell us about your colleague Jody.
Okay, so we're both on Tinder, and we like to talk about who we match with, like, all the time, but my friend Jody has such a bad habit of swiping right to, like, everyone without even looking. So, I mean, I told her, you know, it's going to get her into trouble, but later she just decides who she actually wants to talk to after she's matched them. But she actually accidentally matched with our boss. He's like 10 years older than she is. He's totally not her type. And she doesn't, honestly, I know she probably doesn't plan on going out with him, but, like, the word has gotten around the office, and she's heard, I mean, so many other rumors about him, but I know for sure that he's actually looking forward to this date.
Ew. Like,
yeah.
So he literally knows he's got a date with one of his coworkers, and he's all cool with it? Like, yeah! Woo!
I just don't know. I think it's really important for me to let her know that the boss really thinks that it's going to happen. So, yeah.
Okay, so again, you're calling to break the bad news to your colleague, Jody. You both are on Tinder. You both like to, you know, swipe right just for fun, even you look at him or not. And that she actually connected with your guys' boss, and he's super stoked about this.
Yes.
And she doesn't know that this is happening? She doesn't realize what? She got connected with him?
No, she has no idea. Because she actually took a couple of days off because she was, like, trying to get some stuff figured out for her move. I think she was meeting. I just told her, I'm like, hey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, she shouldn't be swiping right for everybody, and now this is one of the main reasons why.
That's right. You got to maintain that, honey.
That's right.
You got to make sure you're taking care of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Jody. Ha-ha, lo and behold, girl, you're going on a date with our boss, and everybody at work knows it. That's the cubicle talk of the day. Hopefully, she's very proud of this fact.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a lesson to be learned. So it's happening next with Breaking Bad News or Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking bad news. You can hit us up on our phone lines at 321-0931. DM us at Chris in the Morning Rush on Facebook. And this morning we have Phoebe on the phone.
Yep, we've got Phoebe calling to break some bad news to her coworker, Jody. So they're both on Tinder and they like to talk about who they're matching with all the time. Well, I guess Jody has a really bad habit of swiping right and not looking at who she's swiping until later. She matched with her boss. So I guess he's older. He's really excited about going out. So that's the word in the office right now. Like everybody's talking about that he is looking forward to this date and she's calling to break the bad news. Girl, he thinks it's going to happen.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, Phoebe, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us in your phone. But of course, when you call Jody, she will not and will eventually chime in to help you out. Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Hey.
What up? Nothing. Actually, I have some news to break to you. So,
you okay?
I mean, everything's fine, but you know how you were on Tinder and that we match all the time? Like, with people and you have, like, you're always swiping right to everybody.
That is how Tinder works. Yes. What?
Yes. I mean, but no, you, like, totally swipe on everybody regardless if they're like your type or not, and then you look and see like you match with someone. Mm-hmm. You know, I told you that it's like not a good idea.
Okay.
So don't get mad or anything, but you totally swiped on our boss and now he thinks that you're gonna go on a date with him and everybody in the office knows.
What? Are you serious?
Oh yeah, she should be. Here, let's break in.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, good morning. Is this Jody? She's laughing.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. This is Krista and Tracy. We also work down the cubicle of you from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jazz. We just happen to, you know, broadcast our radio show. Yeah. Perhaps you listen sometimes.
Oh, my God. Wait, are you serious?
Well, kind of.
Is this like one of those prank things?
Well, sort of. Not really. We are here to help your girl Phoebe out, who really just thinks you're the cutest thing ever. I mean, you make her laugh all the time. The fact that you girls both like to be on Tinder and swipe right when it comes to super duper hotties right in our area. But yes, it is true. You girl have a date coming up very quickly in an amount of hours with your guys' boss. Which, by the way, what's your boss's name?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's Ryan.
His name is Ryan?
Yes.
Oh, I like Boss Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so are you excited, Jody? Do you have your outfit picked out and everything?
Wait, whoa, hold on. What is even happening? Wait, hold on. What?
Yeah, so you're...
I'm not dating my boss. It's not a thing.
Well, it is up in the area of where you guys work because she's calling to break the bad news that you did accidentally swipe right on Boss Ryan, and he's very excited to be going out with you.
He is not. Girl.
Yes, he
really?
Is.
Girl.
Oh, he is. You better go and not break his heart, girl, because I don't want an angry cut at work.
No, I can't. No, I can't go out with my boss, dude. I'm not going to try to get fired because I'm not interested.
Yeah, what if he's not good? And you're like, ew.
Right.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, you never know. Maybe he is really great. I don't know.
Ooh.
Or you have to do something.
Stop.
Oh, my God. How did this even happen?
Because you're always swiping right. You shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, my God. How am I going to get out of this?
Just go on the date.
Well, everyone already knows about it, which is kind of embarrassing. That's kind of stuff you don't want people to know about.
That's true.
Are you even attracted to this guy?
No.
Oh, see? Hence the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, my God.
How about this suggestion?
Wait, what am I supposed to do?
I think Phoebe needs to go out with him. She sounds like she's very excited about him in general.
She sounds much more excited.
Yeah. Phoebe, why don't you do that? Be like, listen, let's be honest. It was always me.
No.
Yes.
How am I going to get out of this?
Well, don't feel bad. I mean, it happened. It's not a big deal. Here, this is what we're going to do. Tracy is going to go out on social media. I don't even think she's on Tinder. She's going to make one up.
Yes.
And then she's going to befriend him and swipe right. And that's how it's going to happen.
I will take one for the team.
Take him over, Tracy.
Yes.
Woo! Hopefully he's hot enough. Who knows?
No, like he's fine and all, but it's not worth risking my job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
He's perfectly nice. I'm sure somebody's going to match with him and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
But that someone's not going to be me.
All right. No problems. I mean, okay. We've got men at our job. Maybe you could date.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We won't say names.
No, we won't.
Yes, I'm open.
Okay, good.
All right.
We'll make
that
it happen.
Great.
We'll make it happen.